Eureka City Council held a hearing on its proposed unlawful camping, sitting, or lying ordinance. If passed, it would become a misdemeanor up from an infraction to camp, sleep, or use camping gear in public or private spaces except for backyard campouts. If passed, the city could issue special permits for events such as the Kinetic Sculpture Race, where racers sometimes sleep near their machines on the first night of the race. Additionally, sitting in doorways, washing in fountains, public urination, and warming fires would also become misdemeanors. Backyard fires would remain permissible under existing fire marshal rules. Exceptions to the prohibition would apply for people using designated seating such as benches, waiting at bus stops, attending parades or events, as well as for medical emergencies and mobility aid users. Public interest on this matter was substantial. County chambers were completely filled with an additional overflow room. More participants joined by Zoom. The council heard 40 minutes of staff presentation and over 5 hours of public comment, stretching the meeting into the wee hours of the morning. Several voices expressed support for the ordinance because they want a more presentable town to live in. Others want the green belts to feel more safe and expressed concern about homeless camping because of the pollution, including the fact there are no toilets available. A few people articulated the positive role law enforcement can have in keeping people out of prison and moving people toward recovery and/or treatment. However, the vast majority of comments came from those who are opposed to criminalizing poverty. The comment period finally wound up at about 1:30 in the morning. The council members were exhausted. Councilmember Moulton moved to table the vote until the next meeting. Bauer had concerns.
I would like to make motion that we table the rest of this item to the next regular council meeting on April 1st.
Can I ask, what would that entail? Just making a decision, no additional public comment?
I don't know whether we pick up the process right here or if we have to, or if we would then go back a step. That's not super clear. But what is clear is that this is, if we are going to move forward with this, there is a lot of input and a lot of thoughtful consideration that needs to happen. There's been a lot of conversation and a lot of public comment. I don't think that sleeping on it is going to do us any harm.
Councilmember Contreras-Delouche moved to table the vote until the newly formed Ad Hoc Homeless Committee has met and considered the ordinance with the feedback the council received at this hearing.
My feeling on this was when I found out it was going to be on the agenda and I talked with our city manager about this, was that I wanted to wait. Councilmember Fernandez and I have been appointed for that Ad Hoc Committee. Our first meeting isn't until March 28th. My personal opinion is that we lack adequate services. I am not comfortable passing an ordinance like this until we start addressing some other things first. It's not a no for me. It's a not right now because I think there's some structural things that need to be worked on. I feel that we should involve other members of the community in this conversation prior to as well. So I'm going to go ahead and throw that out there now and say, because I don't want it to turn around and come back in a week, because I think we should work on our 2 weeks, that we should have an opportunity to work on this. And I think we should have an opportunity for us to get to meet with our chief and our city manager.
In alignment with Contreras-Delouche, Councilmember Castellano listed out a host of items she feels need to be taken into consideration.
Thinking about this and doing some research, I have a list of 9 things that I think should be considered. I do think it would be good to generally have a working group on homelessness, And working towards continuing to address this. Maybe it's an ongoing group, including, community members, advocates, people from with lived experience, trail stewards, building owners, real estate community, people from the faith community. Look for, opportunities to implement lead types of programs with people who are already getting misdemeanors for something like the, who are already entering the system. And so we're not adding more to the system. We're actually helping to divert people from those systems. Homelessness court, I think, should be, or homeless court should be explored that has existed in the past, but is no longer. Increasing of detox mental health spaces and also innovation around those spaces and planning towards them. A better understanding of the numbers needed for sanctioned camping and low and no barrier sites for folks who are harder to find housing for, such as folks with animals or partners or, you know, any whatever reason. So just, I don't think we have a real sense of the numbers of housing we need, or at least I haven't heard that. Trash service, portable toilet bags, you know, and folks and funding for folks to support the implementation of those things. I do also would love to see more folks volunteering on trails and just volunteering in the community.
Confusion abounded due to exhaustion, but ultimately the vote was tabled. KMUD News will keep you informed on the progress of this important topic as it evolves.